thunderstorms into Sunday.
Thank you, Sarah. And now for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 19th of June. The general synopsis at midnight: low 50 miles west of Bailey, 995, expected southeast Iceland with little change by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours: Viking north at Cirrha, south at Cirrha 40s, southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty 4th Tyne, south veering southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 3 or less for a time in Cromarty, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, south or southeast veering southwest 3 to 5, fog patches, thundery showers later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5 for a time, drizzle, fog banks, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Plymouth, south or southwest 3 to 5, drizzle, fog banks, moderate to very poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Southeast Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northwest Fitzroy Sole, southwesterly veering westerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, rain and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Lundy Fastnet Irish Sea, south 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Irish Sea, veering west 3 to 5 later, rain, perhaps thundery, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, southwest veering west later 3 to 5, showers, good. Rockall Malin Hebrides, southerly veering southwesterly 3 to 5, but cyclonic 4 to 6 at first in southeast Malin, rain then showers, thundery in Malin, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southerly veering westerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in north, showers, good. Fair Isle Faroes, cyclonic 4 to 6 in Fair Isle, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain and fog patches, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly 6 or 7 at first near Iceland, otherwise cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in south. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Now to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree automatic, north-northeast 2, slight rain, 1 mile, 1001 falling. Stornoway, northeast by east 1, slight rain, 6 miles, 1002 falling. Lerwick, south by east 2, fog, 100 metres, 1005 falling. Lucas, northeast 1, recent rain, 13 miles, 1005 falling. Bridlington, southwest by south 2, 1010 falling slowly. Sandetti light vessel automatic, southeast 2, 1 mile, 1012. Greenwich light vessel automatic, east 2, 5 miles, 1011. Jersey, northwest by north 2, fog, 100 metres, 1012 falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, west-southwest 1, 1013. Scilly automatic, south by west 5, recent fog, 3 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Valentia, south 3, slight showers, 9 miles, 1004, steady. Ronald's Way, south by west 5, slight drizzle, 1600 metres, 1007, falling slowly. Malin Head, south 2, moderate drizzle, 22 miles, 1001, falling. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation: a slow-moving area of low pressure centred south of Iceland will continue to bring a rather unsettled southerly or southwesterly flow. Occasional rain or showers will affect the north and west, whilst drizzle and fog patches will continue around southern and western coastlines. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in east, then becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, occasional rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south veering southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first near Rattray Head, then becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southeast veering southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times, occasional rain, showers later, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southwest becoming variable at times 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, variable becoming southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first near Northumberland. Fog patches at first, thundery showers for a time in south, moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor at first. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, variable 3 or less becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less becoming west or southwest 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 at first in far west, occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate to very poor, occasionally good in east. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, south or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first near Pembrokeshire, veering west 2 to 4 later, occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, south or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering west 2 or 3 later, occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north and west, veering westerly 3 or 4 later, occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor in north. Isle of Man, south or southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, decreasing 3 to 5, veering west or southwest later, rain at times, fog patches, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Loughfoyle to Carlingford Lough, southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6 at first in east, otherwise variable 2 to 4, occasional rain or showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches at first in east, moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor at first in east. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly 5 or 6 becoming variable 3 or less, then southwesterly 3 or 4 later, occasional rain or thundery showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, cyclonic mainly south 4 to 6 becoming variable, then south or southwest later 2 to 4, occasional rain, perhaps thundery in south, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable becoming southwest 2 to 4, increasing 5 at times later, rain or showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southeast 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then west or southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain and fog patches at first, showers later, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor at first. That completes the Shipping Bulletin, now on Radio 4, it's Prayer for the Day, with the Reverend Dr. Rosa Hunt.
Hello, today is Juneteenth. On this day in 1865, Major General Gordon Granger arrived in Texas with Union troops announcing that all enslaved people in Texas were free. That sounds great, but the timing wasn't. Because in fact, President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation had taken effect 2.5 years earlier. But a proclamation is only as good as the power to enforce it. Texas was the most remote part of the Confederacy, so roughly 250,000 enslaved people in Texas went on living in bondage. Juneteenth marks the day the reality finally caught up with the law. 5 years ago, Juneteenth became the newest federal holiday in the United States. For me, as a Christian minister, This gap between proclamation and lived reality is a familiar one. Day by day in my own life and in the life of the world, I see messy reality with its mistakes and mess-ups, hatred and hurts. Yet, week after week, I proclaim the good news that in Jesus Christ, God offers us life and hope. Every time the message of love is proclaimed in the face of enslavement to evil, the world experiences another Juneteenth. Lord Jesus, many of your hearers were poor and oppressed, and yet they came to understand that in you and your teachings we do indeed find freedom and life. You are the light of the world. Teach us all to live in the light of your promises, even when the world within and without us seems a dark and dangerous place. Amen.
That was the Reverend Dr. Rosa Hunt. This is BBC Radio 4. It's